Hey, it's Phil Hendry for the Backstage Pass. We start every single one of our video casts, podcasts, our digital casts. Yes, indeed, any kind of a cast, any kind of cast, big, small, cast of thousands. We always started out with a pitch for the Backstage Pass, the subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I think I've used up all my time.
Get a subscription now for less than $10 a month or less than $7 a month for a year. That's what it averages out to. I've done the math and everything.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the Backstage Pass, the greatest value online other than porn. I think I'm reading that properly. Hey, folks, welcome to today's Encore Show. I say today's Encore Show. This is usually not an Encore day, but as I mentioned yesterday, and I'll mention it again today, but I think this will be the last one. I've got jury duty, and I am very, very happy to do my bit for our society, our country, for our jurisprudence, and all that jazz, you know. But that being the case, having to crawl out of the sack early in the a.m., et cetera, so on and so forth, I don't want to drive myself to an early death. So I'm kidding. But, you know, so we have a Rory replay. Our unofficial curator, Rory McLeod, found this one. He picked this one out of the heap. And as the show log goes, it says here, Phil, this is from 2019. So we go back a little bit further than we usually do. Phil had insomnia, so Margaret fills in with her talk show, Margaret Gray Sprints Into the Night. As I remember this Sprints Into the Night concept, it's Margaret just kind of running, like she's Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music and she's running in a field, something like that. Her guests are singer John Jerryman and doctors Jim Sadler and Ron Tarner. It's a cluster blank. Okay, I'm willing to hear this out, man. By the way, for those of you who are used to a video cast for today's show, we didn't have one because there was not a video cast recorded for this particular show from the 15th of November, 2019. So I apologize for that. What you are seeing on the video cast is pretty much what you'll get, our pre-show and me introing this from November 15, 2019, Margaret Gray's Margaret Sprints Into the Night.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Margaret Gray's Sprint Into the Night.
Yes, it's Margaret Gray filling in for Phil Hendry today on Margaret Gray Sprinting Into the Night.
Thank you, General, and thank you all for joining me. This is a, well, you might say a little bit of an experiment. Phil is not with us today, but you have the background.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry is not a good sleeper. He has insomnia. And
it's insomnia.
Yeah, it's insomnia, bud. Insomnia, and so he needs to sleep.
Yeah, he gets insomnia.
This is interesting. Phil gets insomnia, and of course, I don't think that insomnia or sleeplessness is a character issue. I don't think it means that one suffers from bad character. Although with Phil, the temptation is there because he gets up in the middle of the night, and he sits there on the couch reading his phone. And next thing you know, he's on the computer, he's on the telephone, he's talking, he's eating snack food, and you ask yourself, is he trying to chump me? You know what I mean?
Well, Mark, I don't think that that's...
But really, is he trying to okey-doke me, or what are we talking about here?
No, he just, if you can't sleep, you gotta find something to do.
I'll take that under advisement, but fact is...
Well, no, you don't like filling in?
No, I do like filling in, I really do. What, bud?
Well, you just went, I do who?
Don't, you can do that with Phil, don't do it with me. Under penalty, bud, of severe physical injury, don't do it with me. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Cue it.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Margaret Gray sprints into the night.
Thank you very much, General. Galen Shaw. With me, of course, is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. I'm very excited as well. Oh, we were still...
Yeah, talk about insomnia.
Oh.
You sort of intoxicated by your own music.
No, I wasn't... Look, guys, if you think this is going to be Let's Make Fun of the Girl night, you're going to be sadly mistaken, and you're going to leave this studio tonight with a few missing...
Jesus.
Oh, dear. Yeah, body parts.
Yeah, dear. That's a threat.
That's a threat. I'll report that.
To who? Huh? I like this. Would you turn this garbage down, Frick? I only like it to a point, all right?
Yeah. But you like that music.
It's fine, yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Margaret Gray, Sprint Into the Night. And why do I call it that? As is the wont of a great many fill-in guests here on the Phil Hendry Network / podcast / website, whatever you choose to call it, I like to explain the title. For instance, Bob Green today uses the very dramatic music of Ennio Morricone, and Bob sees himself in Chaps.
Yeah, you better not...
I don't even want to go. But he thinks he's some sort of a... Excuse my language, but Bob thinks he's some sort of a hard-ass.
Yeah, he does, sort of.
He does. To see all foot three of him or whatever...
Technically, he's 5'5".
All right. Watching all 5'5" of him striding into town to lay it down, I don't think so. But as I sprint into the night, I'm looking for communication and even to throw my arms around someone who has the food of the soul. And we'll have that tonight here on, even though this is probably during the day or whenever you're listening to it, I'd like to think you're listening to this at night. And that's why I call it Margaret Gray Sprints Into the Night. What's that supposed to mean? Kill it. You said Jesus Christ, Margaret. What's that mean?
Margaret, Ms. Gray, don't stop down and point up all the mistakes or anything.
Anyway, I'm very proud to have on the line from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a man to whom I owe so much, and yet I owe very little. A man to whom I've often said I owe a great deal, but in point of fact, I don't owe him diddly squat.
Well, you're not hostile, are you?
No, I'm not, but...
Ms. Gray, and Gray personally, Spence's here.
Oh, would you give that a... John Jerryman joins us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And John, it's not that I'm not glad to see you. You know that I am very happy to, not see you, but hear you. It's just that you had such a successful career in musical theater, and it overshadowed. Now, where are you tonight?
Margaret, where I am tonight is here at the Mainline Retirement Home, but there's a very big to-do tonight because the mayor is going to be presenting a plaque to us, and we'll hang it here on the Mainline residence. 125 years of serving the retirement needs of the people of Philadelphia. Very proud of this. And here's Mr. Mayor now.
So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, well, he's already done it. No one's applauding, so.
I didn't know that so 125 years is how old that home is.
Yes, this retirement home. I don't like the term home because it sounds as if the people that are here are mentally deficient. I'd rather say that it is a place of leisure, voluntary leisure, if I want to stay here, if I want to go, if I can do whatever whatever my sweet ass feels like doing.
You know, every time John and I get together, it gets a little crude.
Yeah, I mean, God, you guys are letting it all hang out here. John, this is General Shaw. How are you?
Yes, General, very fine.
Now, you're going to sing for us tonight, I hope.
Oh, yes, I have a song all picked out.
Hey, I like listening to you, Mr. Jerry Man.
Well, the name, is that Bud?
Yes, it's Bud.
Bud, the name is Jerryman. You don't have to say Jerry Man because it makes my name, first of all, it butchers my name up, and secondly, it makes you sound as if you're a bit of a simpleton. Oh, my God, I just saw Kim Novak's face.
Oh, now, what are you looking at?
We've got the TV on here. Why is there someone calling? Where are we, anyway? Oh, they opened up the back of the residence here, and we border Equine Park. Was that the post call? Oh, for Christ.
All right, we want to watch our language. You are going to sing for us.
Yeah, get a bet down for me. That one nag.
Now, Phil has prohibited the sounds of horse racing, so if you don't mind...
Wait a minute, you're not going to okey-doke.
We're going to have to dump out of that.
Well, we'll get back to tell him that we'll be back with him.
Yeah, Mr. Jerryman? Yeah, uh-huh. You bet. Okay, uh-huh. You lose.
Give me the phone, would you, Bud? Hi, John, it's Margaret. Where is he?
He went off to... I think he said seriously, he said he had to take a crap.
Thank you very much, John. We'll get back with John just as soon as we can, because we do not want him there. We don't want to be listening to the sounds of horse racing. Phil has prohibited it from from his show.
Yeah, he says he's inside now.
All right, John, I'm sorry, but you know, we don't want to hear the horse racing.
Oh, this is a new one for me. When did this all take place?
Yeah, I'm saying he does not want to hear no horse racing now because of all the horses dying at Santa Anita.
Mr. Henry comes from a horse racing town, I thought.
Yes, he does. Phil comes from Arcadia, California.
That's the home of the wonderful Santa Anita.
Yes, and they lost a horse on Breeders' Cup Day, so everything's going south over there. Don't even ask.
My God. Well, we are outside now on the patio, and very nice gathering people here. Okay, you remember Sarah?
Is that the woman that can't keep her hands off you?
Yeah, I want her as far away from me as you can get her physically. I know that she belongs here. Right. All right, Margaret and everyone, I'd like to sing a song now for Margaret Gray in California and her cohorts, and it's from My Fair Lady, Margaret.
Oh, my God, I love this.
Yes. It's called Wouldn't It Be Loverly, to use the Cockney. Get her, back her up. You have to back up, Sarah. All I want is a room somewhere far away from the... Get it off of me!
I can't have that, John.
I'm sorry. Just get... Oh, one. All right, let's start it again. Side seats. I got your ringside seat swinging, okay?
Oh, my God, I've never been more mortified.
Would you please back her? I can...
It seems to me you should be able to ask the home there to protect...
Mrs. Marbury. She's doing it again. Back up or I'll kick you. Either move back or I'll kick you back there.
Was that a woman?
The second voice was... Yeah, both voices were women. Oh, Mrs. Marbury, yeah, she's... You singing or what? Yes, I'm going to sing as long as you move it back. All right, here we go. One, two, one, two, one, two, two, one. All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air with one enormous... Oh,
what is going on there? This is too much.
Yeah, it sounds like it's out of control.
Bud, gotta talk to him. Yeah, what's going on? We have to know. We must know. We heard some, he said, with one enormous, then we heard the word, well, I better not say.
Don't say it.
Yeah, and then everything went dead. I mean, everything, you know, died. Okay, we've got Mr. Jerryman.
Back here, Margaret and everyone, I'm awfully sorry, but Sarah worked her way to the front. As I was singing, I didn't watch her, and she worked her way up front, literally crawling along the ground, standing up, looking around, so no one would notice her.
And wait, what did she do?
I said, they moved her to the back of the room.
This woman that's been manhandling you.
Yes. They moved her to the back of the room, so I started to sing. Well, when I started singing, she ducked down and started crawling forward. Then she'd stand up and whistle and look around with her hands in her pockets like no big thing.
Just to look nondescript, I guess.
Yeah, sure. And so finally, when I hit the line with one enormous chair, before I could get the word chair out...
Oh, I see. She said D-I-C-K.
Yes. They've got her now in restraints in the back. How you doing back there, Sarah?
I'll get you for this. I don't care. Nothing will stop me. No mountain. You effed up, homeboy. You fucked up.
Good God. What are you, iced tea? Hey, it's not iced tea. It's iced. Here I go. Yeah, here you go. Hey, everyone back up, okay? You know what? I made far too much money in my life to be staying in this shithole. So I could...
Now what?
I don't know. That was not cut off by us.
They don't have any control there.
It doesn't sound like it's right.
Give it one more try.
Yeah, are you there, John Jerryman? Yeah, there he is. Yes, Jerryman.
Are you guys ready? Let's sing, because this place is about to come unglued. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. All I want is a room, so don't you dare let her out of it. All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air with one enormous chair. Oh, would it be loverly, Margaret?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely. Wouldn't it
be lovely?
Out of sight!
All right, I'm sorry, Margaret, but the whole...
All right, well, you know something,
Where does this guy live, anyway? Yeah, it sounds like he lives in the middle of, like, Panamone or something.
He lives at the mainline residence there, as I was telling you, General, but... Yes, they've had some incorrigibles, and the city is looking, I think, to eminent domain. It's a very old building, and one, as I said, one that they have registered as a historical landmark there.
And that's where the retirement facility is.
Well, they're looking to move them to a far more upscale area, but we'll have to wait and see. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Gray, and this then is...
Margaret Gray sprints into the night.
With me, Margaret Gray. We'll be right back.
Margaret Gray sprints into the night on a Phil Henry Show website. Yeah.
Don't say yeah, I keep telling you. I want you monkeys to get... Folks, tonight is the big chat. Don't miss out on tonight's chat at philhenryshow.com starting at 7 o'clock. That's 7 o'clock Pacific. Phil talks to all the BSPs, and tonight, Phil will be calling King Cap. That's right, Tom Cap, in Tokyo, Japan. So we certainly hope that you'll be on hand for another international visit with one of our Backstage Pass members.
The BSP Chat, Friday nights at 7 at philhenryshow.com.
You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Chris Norton, and I want to remind you that you can go to the website, Phil Henry Show website, and go to the merch store. Do they have any Chris Norton stuff? I don't think they do.
No, man, they don't have any Chris Norton. They got Jeff Dowder, Dark Horse t-shirts.
That don't pay my bills, man, so I don't want, you know, what is that about?
It means they don't have any of your stuff, man. They got Jeff Norton. Is that my name?
Wow, man.
I mean, they got Jeff Dowder t-shirts.
Yes, go to the Phil Henry Store merch store, okay?
I mean, the Phil Henry Store. Go to the Phil Henry merch store at philhenryshow.com. You can get Jeff Dowder stuff. They got the new Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police stuff. They got it all, man, and they got it now at philhenryshow.com, the merch store.
Yes, get it and get it good. By the way, the new Vernon Dozier Blogo mug is in. Blogo, short for Go Blow a Goat.
That's philhenryshow.com, the merch store. I hope they go out of business. They're vulgar. They're crude. The stuff's good, though.
philhenryshow.com, the merch store.
That was Phil. Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show's Margaret Gray Sprints into the Night.
Thank you, General, and hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and welcome back to Margaret Gray Sprints into the Night. Before we get any further into the proceedings, I'm reminded by that beautiful, lovely ballad of Liz Damon and the Orient Express. I think you know the song. Yeah.
Yes.
What song's this, Miss Gray?
Just sit back and listen, okay? Sit back and listen as I sing. Loneliness remembers what happiness forgets. You chump. I came in late. Forget it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill a piece of shit. I'd like to bring on the program now, ladies and gentlemen, two men who are going to help us understand Phil's insomnia. I have Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego, California, and Dr. Rod Tarter from Mountain Meadow, Colorado. It's good to have both of you in studio with us. This is a rare treat, Dr. Sadler. How are you?
I'm very fine, Ms. Gray, and so wonderful to see you. You look very, very healthy.
Well, thank you very much. And Dr. Turner, how are you?
Yes, very good. Thanks for inviting me.
Dr. Turner, let me start with you. Insomnia. This, and Dr. Sadler, feel free to jump in, but this has bedeviled man since the very beginning, hasn't it?
Well, yes, it has. Insomnia is a lifelong...
I want to just say...
I haven't even gotten started talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You could hear him talking, can't you?
Yes, I can. But I was just... I was noticing that's a very lovely dress that you're wearing today.
Thank you. Yes, it's just a yellow... Sort of a yellow dress. So just something I threw on this morning. But I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, are you going to be trying to...
Trying to what?
It sounded to me like he's maybe putting some moves on you.
Excuse me. We'll be right back.
Well, wait a minute.
No, where do you get on?
Margaret Gray, sprint into the evening. We'll be right back. Morley Fowser here for the Morley Fowser Solution. I know we all get that stomach cramp from time to time. Just take one tablespoon of this, then drink the other half of the bottle in about a half an hour, take three of these pills, go into the bathroom and relieve yourself, and presto. Yeah, presto. Nothing.
Welcome back to Margaret Gray Sprints into the Night. You guys have...
I'm very sorry.
This is Margaret Gray. With me is Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Ron Turner, and we're talking about insomnia. Now, Dr. Turner, you were making the point, and Dr. Sadler, certainly you can jump in. Dr. Turner, I would ask you to be appropriate.
I'm very sorry. It just looked to me like he was eyeballing.
We'll be right back.
God damn it, man.
I'm sorry.
You want to chump me? Look, I could play this game all night.
I'm not trying to do anything bad. I swear to God, I'm not. Bullshit.
Lloyd Winston's Calf Cans. I know you get cold. Sometimes you want to be stylish. Sometimes you don't want to put on anything that you've got to wash and dry and iron. Lloyd Nolan's Calf Cans. Put it on, forget you're even wearing anything. You walk down the street with the confidence of a man that is stark, raving, stone cold nude.
I'm sorry, I kid.
Now back to Margaret Gray's Sprint into the Night.
Thank you, and I apologize. I'd like to ask both gentlemen, Dr. Tarner and Dr. Sadler, to please only speak when I cue you, and no more, all right?
Wait.
Don't say a word. And Dr. Tarner, not you either.
All right.
Now, I'm starting with Dr. Tarner. Tell me about insomnia, and then Dr. Sadler, I will direct a question to you.
So I don't get...
Whoa.
But whoa.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Dr. Tarner, tell me a little bit about insomnia, its history.
Yes. Insomnia has affected mankind since the very beginning. Now, there are a great many cures. The very earliest cures, of course, were herbal. And that kind of points to an area of my expertise. When I was studying for my medical degree, and I went to medical school and not only got my undergraduate degree at University of California, Santa Barbara, then I got my postgraduate at the University of San Francisco. But for a while I was working on my postgraduate studies, I was living on an herbal farm in Santa Barbara.
Oh, so you were living on an herbal farm?
Yes, I was living on an herbal farm.
You were living on one.
Are you guys...
No.
You were living on...
Yes.
On an herbal... You know what? I don't know why, but I don't like the way you two guys are looking at me.
Look, he's the guy that's been eyeballing you. I just wanted to come out here and...
What is your story, Sadler?
I think you look good, okay? I think you look good. Is there a problem with that? If there's a problem with that, let me know. You look at me as if I'm something that come up from a manhole cover. Like I'm Chud. C-H-U-D. Underground shit.
Chud?
Now back to me. Yes. I'm with Dr. Ron Tarner and Dr. Jim Sadler. I'd like both men to confine their comments to my questions. Now, where we left off was that you were... Don't look at me like that.
I'm sorry.
You were telling me about the herbal farm.
Yes, I stayed on an herbal farm for a couple of summers. I was living with three young ladies. We were all sharing the same farm, and I had arrived there with a friend of mine. But the next thing I knew, I was I was living there as the lone male, and there were three females on this herb farm. And there was an awful lot, as you can well imagine, we were young people, so there was an awful lot of, I suppose you could say, experimenting with the herbs. One of the things that I wanted to find out was the ability that these herbs might have in interacting with the normal biochemistry of the human to induce sleep or relaxation. It got a little weird. That whole summer, it was a very freaky scene.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I've got three guesses.
I'm talking to him.
It got freaky because suddenly I was experimenting with a lot of what I suppose you call aphrodisiacs or...
Oh, so these had sexual properties.
Yes, they did. And so it was me, a young lady by the name of Kathleen, another young lady by the name of Margaret, another young lady by the name of Rosemary. And I was, on any given night, I'd be sandwiched between them or, you know...
You're bullcrapping me, huh?
Don't worry about it.
Well, you know.
Well, what is... I don't know. So you were experimenting?
Yeah, I was either... I was like, it was what I call a Rosemary and Margaret sandwich, and I was a meat spread.
This is Margaret Gray's Sprint into the Night.
I got it from here, General. Dr. Sadler...
Why do you keep playing that music?
I'm trying to reset this turd, if you don't...
I thought I had a very...
So far, what we've gotten here from you, Dr. Tarner, is you were the meat spread between two women on an herb farm. Dr. Sadler,
I'm sorry,
you're looking directly at my breasts. Is there...
I have to say, and I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry, I think you're very pretty. All right, Dr. Seth, I think...
You know she's a married woman.
I understand she's married. And I think you're pretty.
Get Frank Gray on the phone.
Who's that? Is that Margaret's husband?
I'll talk to my own husband. Thank you very much. Frank, I got this, okay?
Hey, what's going on? What the hell? What in Christ is going on? I want to... what is she talking about?
Is this Mr. Gray? This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I'm in love with your wife.
What did she just say? Did she say she's in love with you?
Listen, Frank, I'll handle it, okay?
You know, if you come home, Margaret, let me tell you something, Sadler. If he comes home and his panties have been pulled down...
I would never do anything so terrible.
I want my wife coming home tonight, Sadler, in one piece. And if I see that one of his high heels is missing... anything. And for your part, Margaret, if she lays one glove on you, all right, have you seen her penis? At least make sure that she's gonorrhea-free, okay?
Frank, when I get home, Dr. Sadler will be the least of your worries.
Oh, sure. Just because I'm trying to...
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
What's that music? Oh, I don't want to hear this shit again. Would you? I just think you're very pretty.
Turn it off, bud, will you?
Take that.
Welcome back to Margaret Gray Sprints Into the Night.
Easy, Margaret.
I'm talking to Dr. Jim Sadler and to Dr. Ron Turner. All right, enough with you, Turner, and the meat spread between two women on an herb farm. Dr. Sadler.
Yes, I want to apologize.
Don't worry about it. Dr. Sadler, what do you know of insomnia? That is the inability of one to go to sleep. And have you treated many patients?
Yes, I have. A great many business people, people.
Turn it down, will you, bud? What is the point of that?
Just in case he says a dirty thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Got the word from Mr. Anderson. Dr. Sadler, you got to keep an eye on him.
I'm okay. I'm not going to... What, do you think I'm going to say something dirty? I've already been humiliated.
I didn't mean to humiliate you, Dr. Sadler. I really didn't, Jim. I just need to...
You know, it's all right. It's okay. I mean... I was admiring your dress, and you have a large...
Thank you very much. I think that kind of a comment, though, does not endear a woman to a man as a first move, shall we say.
I'm sorry. I don't know a whole lot about how to talk to women, you know. I've spent most of my life solitary. I was married for a while.
Well, you look like you lift weights.
Oh, geez. So, what, are you going to sit there and look at each other's genitals or something?
Do I look like I'm looking at his genitals?
His genitals?
Dr. Turner, sit down before you fall down, all right?
All right.
I'm trying to say to you, as gently as I can, I want to maintain decorum.
I know that, but I just want to say, I mean, I was married, and but I don't know a lot about girls. I mean, the first thing that I thought to say to you was you got a very shapely butt, and I'd like to put my penis in it.
Yeah, nice going. This is a great show.
I hate every one of you. How I despise everything about you two monkeys.
Margaret Gray sprinted in the night. A ill-fated experiment in Margaret Gray hosting her own talk show. As it brought to you by...
The Phil Henry Show website, where tonight at 7 o'clock is the Phil Henry Show chat. If you're a BSP, join us online at philhenryshow.com and be a part of the chat. Tonight, we talk to Tomcat King Cap, one of our BSPs from Tokyo, Japan. Yeah. That's tonight at 7.
And don't forget our merchandise store at philhenryshow.com with all of the latest merch.
Margaret Gray Sprint Into the Night is a presentation of The Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, at Podcast One.
What?
I just think you're very pretty, and I'm sorry, I don't know the right words.
You don't say you want to put your penis in a woman's...
I'm sorry, I don't know the right words. I don't know how to talk to a girl.
You can say, I think you're very pretty, Margaret. Would you like this evening to have a drink? I'm married. I can't go out with you.
No, I understand. So you don't say anything?
What is that there?
You said some things I wrote down.
Let me see it.
None of your business.
Let me see it. Hi, Margaret. I think you're very lovely. May I put my penis in your vagina? Are you an idiot or something?
Yeah, are you kidding me or something?
No, Jim, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it.
I don't know. I'm trying to...
Let me see this. Hi, Margaret. I've been admiring you from afar. Is it unusual for a man to ask a woman to sit directly on either his nose or forehead? Yes, it is.
Oh,
I didn't know.
You can, but only after you get a knower.
Would you shut... Both of you clowns, shut up.
Man, I got stuff. Just...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll see you, folks. I'm General Galen Shaw, and how I wish I would have stayed home tonight.
I'm Dr. Jim Sam.
No one wants to know who you are.
May I leave?
Go, yes, get out of here. You too.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Just get out of here, will you, Jim?